Rex, help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Well, thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pets, we have a furry friend. We have a 9-year-old dog in here, LB.
Yes.
LB. Natalie and Jessica, how
good
you doing?
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Tell us about LB.
She is a sassy old lady. You would, for someone who's almost 9 years old, you would think, oh, she's low key. No, no. This girl likes to go. Like, she loves to go for walks and see what the world's got going on. I mean, to be a social butterfly. She's very sweet. She's like a, I don't even know really what she
I
is.
Know.
She's just a mutt. She could have pit in her. She could have boxer because she's got like a smooshed up nose.
Right.
She's really stocky and bow legged. So she's just, there she goes. There
right up in the chair. How about that? Nice.
She loves, loves, loves her toys.
She's looking at a bag of toys that are not for her.
So take those little treats.
She already destroyed a toy. Sure. Thank you, Natalie.
I thought it was a dog toy.
It's
even
not
though,
a dog. We don't
even
have
though
dogs.
Literally, at all. Rex said, here are some cat toys for you. I'm like, oh, here's
it
a dog toy.
It resembled a dog toy, though.
It did. It did.
It did. Okay. We've had some that are like crunchy like that.
But, how was she in the car?
Well, that was fun too. She did finally calm down the back seat, but it started off in my front seat, then she catapulted to the trunk, and then all of a sudden she's in the front again, and I had to lock my windows because she's like, ding, like lowering it down, ready to like bonsai out. Like, oh Lord, help me. It was fun, but then she's like, all right, we're good now. We're good. I got it down my system. I'm happy. I mean, and Elby loves people. She really does. But she would be best with like an older kid's family because she gets a little, she can be a little like quick to bite with the treats. Like not like, like she's the one like, oh, she thinks your finger's part of the treat type thing. She's super sweet.
Full of energy.
She's okay with cats. She doesn't mind them. If the other dog is like easygoing and not in her face all the time, then she's like, all right, we can do this. But there she goes.
She's very cute.
And we did get her. Her owner became homeless, if it was, and that's how we ended up with LB.
Gotcha. So let's get LB adopted.
Yes.
And how do we do that?
You can just visit the Humane Society at 4550 Fostoria Avenue in Findlay, Ohio. We're open Tuesday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, we are open from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. You can also visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com, and you can submit an application there.
Very good. You've got an event coming up next Saturday.
Yes, we're very excited. Yes. Tales for Cats at Embassy Inc. I'm super excited. It starts at 12 o'clock, and it's until the last tattoo is done. We didn't leave there till I think about 11 o'clock last year.
Wow.
And and LB, unless she's adopted beforehand, hopefully, wink wink, she will be one of the dogs that will be at the event next weekend. We have a couple tumblers we're going to be raffling off as well that a local business, Katie Did Designs, made for us. And $60 tattoo. It's cash only, and all the proceeds 100% go towards the Humane Society. But if you want to tip your tattoo artist, that is awesome. That goes to the artist. They split that up. So.
Okay, very good.
And then if you're not into tattoos, but you already have a dog, we do have Tricks, Treats, and Tales the very next weekend.
So
you can bring your actual dog to downtown Findlay, and you can do trick-or-treating.
Very good. Check it all out over at HancockHumaneSociety.com. Natalie, Jessica, and LB, thanks for coming
in this morning.
Wet Nose Wednesday, thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.